The Killing Age, How Violence Made the Modern World, by Clifton Craze, read by Jason Keller. Note on language, place names, and measures. Political boundaries and other terms were constantly changing across the 18th and 19th centuries. For ease of listening, I use present-day terms, although I often interlace these with historical usage. Information included in the maps is restricted to places referred to in the text. People used a plethora of terms to describe various measurements, such as drams, bags, barrels, and hundredweight, normally 112 pounds. I have converted these references to pounds and kilograms. Listeners will find some quotes from original sources objectionable. Generally, I have not edited words that are today widely seen as offensive or likely to cause pain or discomfort. I include them because they are part of the story I am telling. Other terms are subject to ongoing debate and discussion. For example, certain words referring to indigenous peoples in North America. I have tried to be attentive to these issues by using the words peoples themselves employed in the past. Preface. For as long as humans have taken life and told stories, for as long as we have wanted something that is not ours, we have sought to make sense of our cruelty and penchant for bloodshed. We have beseeched our gods, demanding explanations for both the tragedies that befall us and the harms we have inflicted on others. We have sought relief in myths, with their tales of heroic founders in a world where everything is divine and the future is preordained. We have invented religions and rituals, attempting to create order and meaning from the chaos of human creation, and our seemingly boundless capacity for violence that so often defeats our capacity for love and the simple recognition of the life worlds of others. We have spun tales to create some distance, to offer a modicum of solace, to turn away from killing, and from the mystic chords of memory toward what Abraham Lincoln optimistically called the better angels of our nature, a phrase he penned little more than a month before the American Civil War's catastrophic beginning. Over the last few centuries, as our gods deserted many of us for some distant home, and the West especially grew ever more secular, we have looked to the explanations of historians. History seemed to offer a way forward, a modern scientific discipline that explained humanity's foibles and possibilities as to why things turned out the way they did. But in its quest for objectivity and scientific rigor, the discipline of history often stripped the past of its soul, turning even the worst atrocities into events. History's nightmares became ordered into periods and places, as if the devastations of human conduct could be found in archaeological strata beneath our feet, with most layers distant and settled, and one epoch neatly following another. But what if we think of history not as chronological layers, but instead as accumulated wreckage, an extraordinary storm that has swept across our planet? This is the contemporary nightmare of global warming. In the 21st century, death, violence, and danger haunt us in unprecedented ways. We live with the sense that history has been so powerfully inscribed into the earth and into our daily lives that it confounds the very tenses we use to manage time and to distance ourselves from the past and its horrors. What we thought had disappeared into the obscurities of annihilation has suddenly become visible and insistent. Histories long thought to be hidden now stand right before our eyes, speaking directly to us. The presence of our current climactic nightmare is unmistakable and insistent. By the end of the century, well over half of all species might be lost. Every day a bit more of Bangladesh dissolves into the Bay of Bengal, as does southern Louisiana many thousands of miles away. Sometime in the not-too-distant future, the small nation of Kiribati will vanish beneath the Pacific Ocean, the final insult of a seemingly irrevocable history 2.5 centuries in the making. To the islanders, the disappearance of their homes and the scattering of the Kiribati people will be a kind of